The Wire took one Jaguar. Linebacker Yasir Abdullah, a fifth-round pick in the 2023 draft with 29 games and 3 starts, mostly on special teams, was claimed by Atlanta on Monday and is on the Falcons 53, per Carlos Sanchez at Black and Teal, the only Jaguar claimed after the cuts. The fifth linebacker job here had gone to Jelani Tavai, signed in August, who had the starting experience Abdullah did not, per Sanchez. Going the other way, Jacksonville sat 24th on the claim order, per John Shipley at Jaguars on SI, where any claim would have cost a place on the 53, and it made none. Peña, Wortham, and Muhammad, the three names we told you to watch for a landing, all landed back here. What Jacksonville did instead was buy its own cuts back. 15 practice squad signings Monday, per the team, and every one of them a player the club had waived or released the day before. On offense, quarterbacks Joey Aguilar and Nick Mullins, offensive lineman Jerron Christian Sr., Jimto Obadegwu and Killian Zierer, receivers Tim Jones, Trebor Peña, Austin Trammell and Michael Wortham, and running back Jamari Taylor. On defense, defensive tackle TJ Bowlers, linebackers Jack Kaiser and Jalen McLeod, both 2025 draft picks, cornerback Jabbar Muhammad and safety Cameron Silman Craig. Zierer's contract is through the International Player Pathway Program, per the team's log. Mullins is the one who carries the most, released Sunday to make room for Quinn Ewers, back Monday, with James Gladstone's reason, per John Oser at the team's site. Being able to understand that he can operate our offense in the way that it's intended to is something that we don't want to just separate from. Then Tuesday, three from outside, per the team, offensive lineman Eli Cox, off Houston's practice squad last year, safety Kayvon Merriweather, Tampa Bay and Houston since 2023, and tight end Hayden Rucci, 2 years with Miami, with Obadegwu released to make room, 17 as of Tuesday, by the team's own announcements. Liam Cohen, I would say we improved, I would say that it's more competitive. There's a mix of some guys that you feel like you can elevate. Only 4 of the 17 were on last year's squad, per Shipley. The competing story is money, and it is deliberate. On Monday, the team restructured Josh Hines-Allen's contract for $4.56 million in cap room, and on Tuesday, Trevon Walker's, per Shipley, citing Over the Cap and Ryan O'Halloran, both after the 53 was set. Gladstone, per Shipley. I think that's a move to make so that we're not forced to do anything should we pursue an avenue. We want to make sure we have the flexibility we need to keep things on the table as the season progresses. Shipley's precedent is last year's midseason trade for Jacoby Myers. Gladstone's own description of the roster math, per Shipley, lighter at linebacker, heavier across the defensive front. Shipley counts 5 linebackers after Devin Lloyd left for Carolina, one of them Kaiser on the practice squad, with Ventrell Miller, 11 career starts, and Branson Combs, none, platooning at the second spot, and the passing down answer may be more safeties and fewer linebackers, with Caleb Ransaw and Jalen Huskett the names. 2 things to fix on the page. We listed Sam Mustipher among the released veterans. He was placed on injured reserve on Sunday, per the team's log, and we gave Brian Thomas Jr.'s finale as 2.5 sacks, 4 hurries, and a pass defensed. Oser's profile has it as 2.5 sacks and 4 quarterback hits, with a preseason total of 3.5 sacks, second in the league. Cohen on him. Brian's playstyle is the right way. It fits a lot of the things that we preach. Thomas on himself. I always play with effort. I learned that from my pops. Brian Thomas Sr., 11 seasons with the Jets. Where the injured are, as of the team's log this week, guard Patrick Macari and defensive end Zach Durfee on injured reserve with return designations. Macari out at least the first 4 games, as we told you, and Durfee on the same tag. And those were the team's only 2 designations, with Kaiser passed over for 1 and now on the practice squad. Mustipher on injured reserve. Defensive tackle Kevi Rose and quarterback Carter Bradley waived injured and reverted. 7th round linebacker Parker Hughes on injured reserve since August 17th, season over, per Shipley. And running back LaQuint Allen Jr. is not on any list. Kept on the 53 through the soft tissue injury that ended his camp, which keeps him available inside the first month. Cohen on Wednesday, per Shipley. I'd be pleasantly surprised if he was ready to go, but I know that this guy has attacked it. On who takes the third down job, Cohen named the 2 backs behind him, Chris Rodriguez Jr. and Amir Abdullah. I think C-Rod's done a great job in pass protection specifically. And then Amir, I think, can help us in some of the pass game. Amir Abdullah made the roster over DJ Dallas and Taylor on exactly that, per Sanchez. Gladstone spoke Tuesday, his first availability on the 53. On how it was picked, when you earn it, you're going to get it. Gladstone said Emmanuel Pregnon, the rookie at left guard, has earned a lot of trust, a lot of equity from both teammates and coaches over the course of the offseason and training camp. On Anton Harrison at left tackle, I think that he is naturally someone who fits the bill for the left tackle spot. On a Parker Washington extension, we're certainly in a position where we're not going to stop talking and try to figure something out. Cohen on Cole Van Lanen at right tackle, off the physically unable to perform list since August 20th. I know he's looked really good, I know he's got some confidence, so I'm hopeful, with Wyatt Milam the swing tackle. Shipley's line piece has Harrison at left tackle, Pregnon at left guard, and Van Lanen at right tackle, and names no right guard. The job Makari's injured reserve opened. Both starting receivers practiced Tuesday. Brian Thomas Jr. full go, Jacoby Myers limited in catching, and set to go again Wednesday. Cohen, yeah, they'll be good. Back in July, we previewed Jacksonville as a team the market was taxing too steeply for one good season. A case built on stability, same play caller, same quarterback, a settled offensive line. The season being taxed, 13-4, the division, a defense third in expected points added allowed per play, the measure of how much each snap moved the opponent's expected score, with 31 takeaways, second in the league, under an offense 14th. Cut day formalized the stability half as gone at the line. This week put the roster back together around that, a practice squad built entirely out of its own cuts, the backup quarterback included, and then cleared money for the one thing a stable roster does not need. A mid-season trade. The July split holds. The front office is now visibly planning for the half of it that went wrong. Next is the Browns, Sunday, September 13th, at Everbank Stadium. What to watch? Who is at right guard on the first snap? And whether Allen practices in game week? The recap follows the game. Data via NFL Verse.